This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Major Dan Rooney is a PGA professional, a USGA member. We'll find out about his military pilot status here in a second. Served three tours in Iraq, was the founder of the Folds of Honor Foundation, and he's become one of my favorite people. It's a pleasure to have Major Dan Rooney back on the Augusta Golf Show. Happy New Year, Dan.
Happy New Year, John. We've been on this mission together for many years, so it's an honor to kick off 2015 with you.
Are you back in the cockpit yet?
So I'm in the process as we speak. So, yep, this 2015 will find me back slipping the surly bonds faster than the speed of sound, and so that's definitely on my things to be excited about for 2015.
How do you approach a new year?
Well, I mean, I think that if we are so blessed, right, to live, period, and that hopefully you understand that you're a different person every day. But that new year for me is it's a very, you know, renewing, optimistic time period where you look at, you know, how you can be better and becoming that person that that you want to be in life, that you desire to be, and, you know, setting a few goals. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm a pretty simple cat. And if you can, you know, make a step forward an inch at a time in your life, ultimately, I think that you'll be pretty successful in getting to where you want to get to. But it's fun. I am really fired up about 2015 and the opportunity to make the country a better place and to do some things personally better and reinvigorated.
Do you make resolutions?
You know, I'm a goal setter. So, yep, I set a few goals for sure. I think, you know, on the top of my kind of professional list is we should push through 10,000 scholarships awarded at Folds of Honor this year. So that is something that kind of takes my breath away even when I say that, and the lives that we're changing, as I said, making the country a better place. And, you know, I think the other stuff about being a better husband and being a better parent. I've got five daughters, and so being a better dad to them and, you know, living in the moment better than maybe I did in 2014. But as I said, just excited.
I don't think we've talked about this. The organization was mentioned late last year in an episode of NCIS, and I think over the holidays they repeated that episode. How did all of that come about, and what's come about from it?
You know what? You know, I use this word synchronicity, right? Chance with a purpose. And I see this current, you know, that literally has picked up Folds of Honor, and there is a higher force in control of all of this. And so I had absolutely nothing to do with the episode of NCIS. And I remember I was actually in Houston at an event down there, and I went back into my room. My phone was just blowing up with text messages. And obviously, you know, that they had mentioned the Folds of Honor scholarship at the end of the NCIS episode. I had no idea how many people watched that show because I have five kids, so I don't watch much TV. Just another example of, as I said, a higher force conspiring on our behalf. And, you know, we reached out and talked to the producer, and they had found out about Folds of Honor and just thought it would be a great tribute to included in the show, but it is pretty cool to get to that level.
Have you found out how many people watch the show?
Oh,
a lot, Dan.
There are a lot. There are a lot. So the last time I saw Scott Bakula was on the that old show where he was jumping. He was like, you know, a jump in different time periods. Quantum leap.
Yes.
There it is.
Hey, yeah. You need to watch a little television from time to time. We're talking with Major Dan Rooney from the Folds of Honor Foundation. Late last year, some really, really special news came from the organization. Big news involving NASCAR.
Yes, and we're kicking it off down there in your neck of the woods, right? So the Coca-Cola 500 will launch on March 1st this year as the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500. And I'll tell you what, I had a dream years ago to actually, you know, have a NASCAR with Folds of Honor on it. And, you know, we've been able to achieve that through our friends at Budweiser, and a few others have run with Folds of Honor stickers on their car. But to enter into this realm of arguably so many Patriots that have never heard the Folds of Honor story, but to be live on Fox Sports to the world in front of one of the more patriotic groups of fans in the world, I just can't even imagine where this could go.
I'm a little concerned about your television viewing. You know that NASCAR is on television, right?
It is, Fox. And I watch some sports. So, yes. And just to reach those millions of households. And the whole race is literally branded around the Folds of Honor. So, as you know, there are 13 folds that bring the flag to its American, to that triangle shape. But everything we're doing is geared around telling people the story of the folded flag, the families that are being assisted by the Folds of Honor. And, you know, all credit goes to Quick Trip and Coca-Cola for really stepping in the background, writing the check for us to be the title and, you know, the front sponsor of this event, and saying, hey, this isn't about us. This is about the thousands of families that are being helped by Folds of Honor and the thousands of more we want to help with you, and to literally fuel the dreams of these families through NASCAR is beyond my wildest dreams, which is saying something.
This may be a little early for this sort of thing. Have there been conversations with Fox? Will there be a way to tell the Folds of Honor story maybe before the race?
Yeah, so it's going to be all folds. So the story, the 13th lap, the way we start the NASCAR race, recipients giving out, which is going to be the coolest trophy you've ever seen in the history of NASCAR, to the driver. And it'll, you know, NASCAR is obviously very patriotic. Our goal was to make this the most patriotic race, but also meaningful race in NASCAR, and a lot of really smart people are working on this. But it will be a story that is literally wrapped into the race.
How much is this thing surpassing your wildest dreams?
Yeah, well, you know, I hit on that, and that's, you know, it's beyond any rational thought, right? And then it gets into the spiritual realm, which is folks that spend much time around me can attest that I've pretty much just gotten in formation with that whole idea, because this isn't something that one person or two people can create. This is divine intervention, and I watch it every day. And so it is certainly beyond my dreams, but when you get connected to, you know, to life in a spiritual way, or anything in a spiritual way, you know that anything is possible. And it goes well beyond your cognitive ability to, you know, to dream and create, that when something is like God is involved in the mission on a daily basis, that anything is possible. And we keep seeing it literally almost every day.
We are looking forward to 2015, but give me a moment in 2014. You get to do some pretty neat and cool things. Neatest thing you did last year was...
I think the day that we put out our scholarships. So we put out, John, just over 10 million in scholarships last year. And as a guy that can remember very, very, you know, a very short time ago, sitting in my office above my garage in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, filing the not-for-profit paperwork for Folds of Honors. You know, one person that had a dream to make the country better. And 7 short years later, to sit there and, you know, to be able to put out over 10 million in scholarships in a year for me was, you know, definitely the highlight of my 2014. And all systems indicate that we're going to continue to grow and add on top of that. And it's thanks to the benevolent nature of all those folks that have gotten on the mission and listened to your show, and just want to encourage everybody that loves our country and doesn't take their freedom for granted to go out to foldsofhonor.org and make a donation so we can pay it forward in the form of a scholarship.
Well, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to do this. Am I going to see you in a couple of weeks in Orlando?
Yep. I'll see you down in Orlando, right. And hopefully I'll see you Thursday night at the House of Blues. We got Phil Vassar there playing the Red, White, and Blues Party, saying thank you to all of those red-blooded, you know, God-fearing, great patriot PGA members that that we both know and love that make all this stuff possible. So I look forward to that. I look forward to an incredibly great year, and I hope it's a blessed year for you and all the listeners out there as well in 2015.
He is Major Dan Rooney from the Folds of Honor Foundation. Dan, as always, thank you, sir.
Thanks. God bless and Godspeed.